Redskins get a new name, Joe Rogan is now a Texan, rioters burn more stuff, and California sucks. I'm Adam, and this is the Mount Westmore Podcast. Alright, even though I thought the Redskins name change was stupid, because it wasn't racist, I have to admit I was a little excited to see what name they chose, and guys, you won't believe what they picked, okay? It's amazing. Alright. The former Washington Redskins will now be known as the Washington Football Team. Like, that is insane. That is the greatest name I've ever heard. But apparently, they will have this name for the next 12 to 18 months until they get whatever name they actually chose approved. I heard a couple cool names like the Red Wolves and some other bird thing, but I wish they had just kept the Redskins. I can't believe they're actually going to change it. It's dumb. But, yeah. It's kind of weird that they're going to use that name during the season. Because when you ask somebody who they're a fan of, they're going to be like, oh, I'm a big fan of the football team. Yeah, that seems reasonable. But, yeah. So, lots of people have been moving away from the dumpster fire of a state, which is California. Elon Musk is heading down to Texas and taking Tesla with him. Kanye West is now living in Wyoming. And Tommy Lahren moved to Tennessee. Now, someone else, a big name, is joining them. Joe Rogan is officially a Texan. He's moving for all the same reasons the others moved for. California is way overcrowded. It's like 20-some million people just in L.A., California also just doesn't have as much freedom, as a lot of other places. They have restrictions on gun rights and things like that. And a lot of their free speech laws are stupid. He's also moving because their homeless problems are they're insane. People are taking dumps on the streets and there's open needles and stuff everywhere. I mean, I could go on as to why California is garbage, but I think Joe Rogan is the first major domino to fall. Like, obviously Kanye is a big one, and so is Elon, but I think Joe is sort of going to pave the way for a lot of other big-name celebrities, because he isn't necessarily conservative. I would say the first three that I mentioned at least lean conservative, especially Tommy Lahren, but I think people are just starting to wake up in California and realize that Gavin Newsom is just awful and the Democrats are just ruining their state. But I'm hoping that people don't just leave and then not realize it was because of Democrats that their state's bad. I hope they leave and then they don't vote for what they fled from. 'Cause if they do, they're just going to be right back in the same situation. But speaking of California, they were one of three states over the past week that had their courthouses burned down by rioters. Not completely, but they were at least damaged. So Oakland, Denver, and Seattle were all attacked. All their courthouses were attacked and burned by rioters this week and into the weekend. The rioters just continue to run wild, like the selfish, entitled brats that they are. They're violently attacking police officers in major cities all across the country. Businesses are being ruined. Business owners are getting attacked. Statues and government buildings are being destroyed. And of course, the media, the leftist news media, says it's all the Republicans' fault because they're not doing anything to stop it, or they caused the racism that made these people want to do this. But seriously, guys, like, really? Because the Republicans are the only ones that are trying to stop this. President Trump is sending in federal law enforcement to these places to try to stop it. It hasn't worked too well. I mean, in some places like Portland, it's starting to calm down a little bit, but it's still ridiculous what's happening. And the Democrat mayors and governors continue to hide and let the rioters burn their cities. It's totally messed up what they're doing. They're ruining people's lives. People are in danger every day. It's just not safe anymore for people. And it's all because deep down, the Democrat politicians agree with the rioters. If they didn't have re-elections or elections to worry about, they'd be out there rioting and burning stuff too. Because even Mayor Lori Lightfoot for Chicago took down the Christopher Columbus statue there. And it's just insane to me what they're doing. They're just afraid of the mob, but they also support the mob. Like, it goes both ways. It's just insane to me that you can let this stuff happen. 'Cause they're in charge. They should just grow up and do something about it. They should stop these people. But California's killing me today, okay? So here's another thing we're going to talk about with them. So nursing home inspectors in California, state inspectors, have not been tested for corona before they go into the nursing home. Now, we know nursing homes are the biggest, like, the people that are most at risk for corona. The big age range is, like, 60-ish to 80, mostly 70 to 80, actually. And there are also people with secondary conditions. Nursing homes are made up of people who are 80 and over and have secondary conditions to worry about. And the inspectors that go in there do not get tested, which is insane to me. I'm not big on all the testing and stuff. I don't think corona is as big of an issue as it's been made out to be. But I think you have to test when you go into a nursing home. You have to be very careful with that, because once it hits one person in a nursing home, it will spread like wildfire in there. It will take people out left and right. And that's really where it started here. It started in Washington, started in a nursing home, and it went crazy there. And then it just started spreading all over the country. And the fact that Gavin Newsom is so incompetent that he either doesn't care or he doesn't think about this. Like, you should be thinking about the people in your state. You're not caring that they're at high risk for this. If they get it, they are probably going to die. They're really old and they have a secondary condition. And then you send state employees in that aren't tested and may have it, and it could just send California into a deeper lockdown than the one they already have. It's insane to me. The Californians need to wake up. They're starting to, but more and more do, and they need to realize that it's the Democrats. Gavin Newsom should not have a 58% approval rating right now. He should not be above 50. The 58% of people that think he's doing a good job are crazy. They're not looking at anything he's doing. If Californians don't wake up to who's doing this and why, they could be facing stuff like this for a very long time. And hopefully that doesn't happen to the rest of the country. I mean, New York's having some of the same problems, and that could just spread all over. But we'll see. We just got to pray for our country. Hope we start going in the right direction. Alright, I hope you guys enjoyed this Sunday's episode. Make sure you guys subscribe and follow wherever you're listening. And remember, don't trust everything that the media tells you. And I will see you guys next week. Peace out.